Wanna introduce you to my kinfolk, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that I wanna introduce you to my kinfolk.
Country 93.5. Need to know.
15 degrees at Young and St. Clair at 7 o'clock. Good morning. Cloudy. Yeah, it's supposed to be a cloudy start to the day. It's kind of sunny out there now. The cloud cover, it's coming in. And with it, the possibility of rain increasing as the day goes on. A 20% chance of showers around noon. Going up to 40% this afternoon into the evening. The high today, 23. As wildfires continue to burn from northwest Ontario out to BC, Canada's getting help from... Well, far and very far. The Southern Highlands, New South Wales Rural Fire Service in Australia has sent a 96-person team of firefighters and specialists to Canada for 5 weeks. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says, when our mates need help, Australia is there. See? That's how allies talk to each other. That's so nice. In Manitoba alone, the number of evacuees from fires has reached 21,000, and crews have come from other provinces and the United States to help. A new study says overall travel times on the Gardner Expressway have doubled in just 1 year due to ongoing construction, to which all drivers collectively say, duh. The study says that the most congested sections of the Gardner experienced an increased delay of about 230% in 2025, while commute times along the entire expressway from the 427 to Cherry have doubled since construction began in 2024. The worst parts, the drive from the Humber to Strawn during rush hour takes an average of 24 minutes. Used to be 8. The time tripled. From Jarvis to Dufferin, that used to take 11 minutes during rush hour, now takes half an hour. That's gross. The good news, the province says they're ahead of schedule and set to finish more than 15 months earlier than planned. Should be all wrapped up by January. Then you can just get back to those regular 11-minute wait times. Great game last night. Not the hockey game. That sucked. I'm talking about baseball. The Jays opened their 3-game series against the Cardinals in St. Louis last night and just kept on keeping on right until the end. Good things happened. The Jays were ahead 3-0 until a 4-run bottom of the 8th put St. Louis ahead by 1. Then Jonathan Clase tied it with a solo blast, his first home run of the year. And in the top of the 10th, Alejandro Kirk drove in Addison Barger for a 5-4 lead. The Jays would hold on to that. Good stuff. Now 36-30. The Blue Jays are a season high 6 games above 500. Game 2 of the Cardinals goes tonight. First pitch, 7:45. Okay, hockey. Well, not a lot of quote-unquote hockey in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final last night in Florida. The first two games of the series between the Edmonton Oilers and defending Cup champion Panthers were high-level examples of what the NHL sells. Skill. Toughness. Speed. Last night's game, not so much of that stuff. Games 1 and 2 both required overtime to decide a victor. Last night was a blowout, 6-1, Panthers. Oof. Oilers captain Connor McDavid, what did you think of the game last night, please and thank you?
Yeah, obviously it wasn't our best, not our best at all. I don't think our best has shown up all series long, but it's coming, you know, shift the focus to finding a way to get a win in Game 4.
All right, it's coming. 140 total penalty minutes in Game 3, the fourth most in a Stanley Cup final game in NHL history. In a word, crap. In two words, boring crap. I will guess, other than satisfaction with the win, it wasn't even that entertaining for Panthers fans. And that will have to remain a guess, because there are no Panthers fans outside of Sunrise. Seriously, have you ever seen anyone wearing Panthers gear who was not at a Panthers game? No, you have not. Game 4 goes tomorrow night back in Sunrise.
The Paul McGuire Show on Toronto's new country, 93.5.
All right. It is kind of sunny. It's supposed to be cloudy. Looks nice out there right now. Music on the way from Shaboozy, Brett Young, and Dallas Smith. Right now, some Blake Shelton. This is called Honeybee. It's on New Country, 93.5.
Girl, I've been thinking about us, and you know I ain't good at this stuff. But these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, I'll be your shade tree. You'll be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Yeah, that came out a little country, but every word was right on the money. And I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. You'll be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You'll be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. Said it all. I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you. Could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet. I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine. I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day.
Ball in the best way, Blake Shelton, Honeybee, New Country, 93.5, 707 on your Tuesday morning. Cell phones in general made it so that nobody remembers phone numbers anymore, right? I have and pay for the two phones for the kids. I don't know their numbers off by heart, either of their phone numbers. I just realized that. I don't know. I would have to use my phone to get their phone numbers. That's crazy. Think about how many numbers you used to have memorized. Boom, 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 boom. Work, friends, siblings, parents, just done. All in your brain. Not anymore. GPS has made it so that people are useless without maps anymore. Places that you used to just go, you just knew how to get there and you would navigate your way there yourself. Now you definitely put in Waze or Google Maps, whatever it is that you're using. Often they're really helpful. Even when I drive to work early, early, early in the morning, like when I'm on the road at 20 after 4, I still use... I know where I'm going, obviously, but I use it just in case there's like a road closure or whatever. Kind of helps, right? Just become so used to it now. There's a new poll out on navigation skills. Only 16% of people are confident that they're excellent navigators without turn-by-turn GPS directions. 37% of people say they'd be good without it. 27% say they're fair at navigating on their own. 10% admit that they're poor. 7% know they'd be terrible without GPS. obviously helpful when you're driving in areas you're not familiar with. So good when you're driving in areas that you're not familiar with. At the baseball tournament this past weekend in Stratford and St. Mary, Ontario. Amazing to get to. There's no stress ever. Take 2 seconds, figure out how long it's going to take you to get there, and you go. 87% of people said that they know their own community pretty well, but they use it still. 14% usually or always leave their GPS on anyway. It's pretty good. Pretty good. It also shows you where 5-0's, where Johnny Law's hiding, right? And where those speed cameras are. Very, very good. Use that. How do you miss that intersection? How did you miss that cutoff on the highway? You don't very often if you got the GPS on. Can't get in trouble if you use that stuff, right? Here's Dallas Smith and Alexandra Kay. How do you miss me?
Do you fall out of sleep or does it take you a minute? If you had a dream, am I still the one in it? Did you find a guy with that southern draw? A boy from a city or nobody at all? Somebody said at the bar last night you were crying in the bathroom. And I know that it's 2:05, but I just gotta ask you, yeah. Are you out with your friends like I'm out with mine? Trying to pretend that you had a good time. Do you hide it behind your glass of wine like I do this whiskey? How do you miss me? Girl, are you dying? Ask how I'm feeling. Talk about a text, but you don't hit send. Is it now and then, or is it right now? I know that you do, I just gotta know how.
Turning it up, Northern Style. The new country top 100 Canadian countdown. Vote now for the songs you love and want to hear at newcountry935.com. Then listen July 1st as Terry Clark and Paul Brandt count them down. The new country top 100 Canadian countdown. Only on New Country 93.5.
The Big Check event is on now at Sport Check from June 5th to 18th. Shop savings up to 60% off. Find amazing deals on golf, bikes, shoes, and more. See in-store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
Can-Am Rikers and Spiders with rebates of up to $2,000 in financing as low as 1.99%. Visit us at Energy Power Sports in Oldville today for your best spring deal. See dealer for details.
Measles is spreading. The good news is that the measles vaccine is safe, highly effective, and can provide lifelong protection. Contact your local public health unit to check your vaccination status or book a vaccine appointment today. Visit ontario.ca/measles to learn more. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Make time to dream. Make time for thrills and make time for amazing at Lexus on the Park with a luxurious selection of new and pre-owned vehicles and with special rates and great offers to make your dream ride come true. We'll even buy your trade. Any make, any model. It may be worth more than you think. Details at LexusOnThePark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
Bacon or sausage? Why not both? The Mighty McMuffin is back for good with bacon and sausage. Pairs perfectly with a premium roast coffee starting at $1 plus tax. Mighty McGriddle is available until 11 a.m. at participating McDonald's in Canada. Price excludes delivery.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
Ready to trade screen time for sunshine? Virginia is calling. From epic road trips along the Blue Ridge Parkway to chill beach days in Virginia Beach. And yes, we've got wine trails, music festivals, and hiking for days. Virginia loves Canada and loves Canadians. Invite your friends, enjoy the ride, and come feel the love. Visit Virginia, where your next adventure begins. Plan your trip at virginia.org/Canada.
Discover more value at Loblaws all summer. This week, get family-sized boneless, skinless chicken breast for $4.58 per pound. Offer ends June 11th. Shop in-store or online. Conditions apply. See flyer for details. Loblaws, proudly Canadian since 1919.
New Country 93.5. Traffic.
The westbound 401 Express approaching Markham Road, we've got a crash cleanup blocking that right lane. And eastbound 401 Express past Dixie, we've got a right lane crash. Your 427 southbound Express past Dundas, collision blocking the left lane. We do have in-town issues along Eglinton at Scarlet and out of Caledon. Northbound on Highway 10 at King, we've got a stall in that right lane. Mr. Lube Plus Tires, the original no appointment oil change, is locally owned and 100% Canadian. Visit a Mr. Lube near you for quality maintenance and tire service. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country. 93.5.
Thank you, Lisa. Some Brett Young coming up. Mackenzie Porter up next. Right now, Shaboozy. Some good news for you on a Tuesday morning. New country, 93.5.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on loving my just daily. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle for my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin. For the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. But the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on down. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. But the devil will walk in my shoes. Someone told me living this life would be lonely. Try to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. It's a little good news.
sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes.
Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues.
All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little goodness.
Yeah! More country in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Paul McGuire.
Country mornings are the best mornings.
New country.
New country, 93.5.
We were one drag off a cigarette. Now we didn't smoke, but we wanted to be cool. We were small town kids, all vintage. Just a couple hallway famous fools. We were way overconfident. We were in love and loving it. We were radio junkies, throwback country, suckers for the old school. I'm thinking that those days, these days. I'm thinking that the 98 Chevrolet. Think at these low-key and dive bars. The backstreet, backseats, and parked cars. I'm thinking about breakfast. Every time you smell sunscreen, baby, do you see me dancing on a Bama beach? Do you smile at the thought of it? Do you ever just reminisce? Do you see an old photo? Wish it was more than just another TBT. I'm thinking about those days, these days. I'm thinking about the 98 Chevrolet. Big IDs, low-key and dark bars. The backstreet, backseats, and parked cars. I'm thinking about
wonderful and talented Mackenzie Porter these days. New country 93.5, 723 on your Tuesday morning. 14 degrees out there, going up to a high of 23. Father's Day Sunday. Brett Young loves being a girl dad to his two daughters, Presley and Rowan. They are 5 and almost 4, I believe. Thanks to Brett's father-in-law, though, because Brett's dad had him, only child. Thanks to Brett's father-in-law, he has learned one of the most important things about being a girl dad is, apparently, when to be quiet and stay out of things.
My wife's dad has two girls. Now I have two girls. My dad just had a boy. I thought forever that I would lean on my dad for parenting advice, and I do because he was an incredible dad. But it's a very specific thing to be a dad that only had girls, and my father-in-law was able to just give advice about how entirely acceptable it is to stay out of every conversation that's outside of your skill set. And so I'm like, I don't know what's happening here. These girls seem like you're having a conversation that is completely foreign to me. So I'm going to be over here. You just let me know if I need to like take out the trash or something because I'm hanging.
He's hanging. Knows what he doesn't know. Here is Brett Young. In case you didn't know, New Country 93.5.
I can't count the times I almost said what's on my mind, but I didn't.
just the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say, but I couldn't, just couldn't. Goes nothing, in case you didn't know, baby, I'm crazy about you, and I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you, even though I don't tell you all the time, you have. Second glass of wine that did it. Mm-hmm. There was something about that kiss, girl, it did me in. Got me thinking.
Country 93.5.
Thanks to Access Storage. Try 4 weeks free. Details at accessstorage.ca. Shop Canadian. Store Canadian.
Imagine soaring through the trees, your heart racing with every zip, climb, and leap. Feel alive. Come together. From kids to grown-ups, adventure awaits at 7 thrilling parks across Ontario. Start your story at treetoptrekking.com.
Opening doors, building futures. The Youth Employment and Skills Support Program empowers youth aged 12 to 18 to grow, explore, and succeed. With the YESS program, youth can experience weekly sessions full of hands-on skill building, creative activities, and real job readiness training. It's all about boosting confidence, supporting wellness, and unlocking their full potential in a fun, welcoming space. Next steps? No limits. Visit peelcareer.com or email erc@peelcareer.com to learn more.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2, or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought, I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask her it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know, with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
During the Hyundai Race to the Cup sales event, everything feels like a game-winning goal! Like having three powertrain options for the Tucson, including the Tucson Hybrid and Tucson Plug-in Hybrid. 3.99% financing! And how more than 9 out of 10 Tucsons sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today! Now that's a hat trick! Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local dealer for details.
Mark's This Is Big event is on now. Until June 11th, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles, including great gift items just in time for Father's Day. This Is Big event on now at Mark's and Mark's.com.
It's game day, so come on. It's time to play with Ontario's newest sportsbook, ComeOn.com. You thinking underdog?
Come on.
Maybe the hometown favorite?
Come on.
Hockey playoffs, it's all right here at ComeOn.com. Every team, every game, every series. All the way to the cup. Come on! At ComeOn.com. Ontario only, must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. What are you waiting for? Game on. Play on. Come on!
Come on. This is Pam.
Congratulations.
This is Spam.
Congratulations.
Can you tell the difference? Bell can. We'll identify unwanted calls and help block them. For more information, visit bell.ca/call detection. Bell, peace of mind, just got better.
New Country 93.5, traffic.
Once again, a couple of issues to watch for this morning. Eastbound 401 Express past Dixie. We've got a crash blocking that couple of right lanes. We've got heavy delays now off the 410. We're also looking at problems in Scarborough. The westbound 401 Express approaching Markham Road, a right lane collision. 427 Southbound Express past Dundas. Left lane problems in town. Updates is southbound Scarlett at Eglinton. A fire investigation in the left lane. Out of Caledon, northbound 10 at King. We've got a stalled vehicle in that right lane. For fresh quality produce, Adonis is your destination until June 11th. The Halal Canadian lamb shoulder is $9.99 per pound. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country. 93.5.
Thank you, Lisa. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen and Dan and Che on the way. Here's the James Barker Band. You didn't hear it from me. New country, 93.5.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song empty, 50-50 if I call her tonight. If song
The James Barker Band, you didn't hear it from me, New Country 93.5. It's only 7:35, but maybe you're on vacation, so maybe it's not too early. For some tequila, Dan and Shay, New Country.
I can still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne and all that. Little scotch on the rocks and I'm fine, I'm fine. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya. Cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottle, slamming on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave.
Country music than most of us will ever know. Paul McGuire on Toronto's New Country 93.5, an essential part of a balanced breakfast.
I've heard that song as a walk-up song for 13-year-olds a bunch this year already. Pretty funny, considering some of the lyrics in there. Post below, Morgan Wallen and I had some help. New Country 93.5. 7:41 on your Tuesday morning. Are you out there trying to make love connections? If you're out there on the dating scene, I came across this. If you're single and dating, or if you're in a relationship, a relatively new relationship right now, have you heard of the 3-6-9 dating rule? Now, you know, every rule's just something written down by somebody else. So, you know, feel free to take from this a little piece of information what you will. The concept suggests that in a new relationship, key milestones happen at the 3-month, 6-month, and 9-month mark. This is kind of like expedited stuff, like the micro of the macro of a long relationship. First 3 months, honeymoon phase. The next 3 months, dating on a deeper level. Final 3 months help determine if the relationship has long-term potential. Here's an expert on TikTok.
If you have not heard of the 3-6-9 rule, then allow me to enlighten you. This is a common phenomenon to describe the stages in a relationship. So if you ever plan on being in one, you need to know about this. The first 3 months of dating or talking to somebody, this is known as the honeymoon stage. Things are supposed to be super easy. You guys are just going to be like super madly in love with each other. Now, when 6 months hit, this is when things can start to get rocky. That honeymoon stage is over, and you guys have been with each other long enough that now you know each other's faults, and some things can start to bother you. However, the last phase, 9 months, when you make it to 9 months, this is when things start to calm down. And since you made it through that 6 month period where things were really hard, this is how you guys know you are going to stay together and that you have a really good relationship. 9 months is kind of when you start acting like a married couple. But disclaimer, guys, 3-6-9 continues. It is like a cycle. So don't be surprised if you go through these exact stages again.
I like this. I like the delivery. I like the vocal fry. I like she's good. She was good at that. And there's truth to all of to everything she says in there. I mean, if you've been in a relationship for a long time, just like multiply everything. And there's truth in that as well. I'm not sure it goes through the 3, 6, and 9 again. They get a little longer, but I did like that. I like 3-6 months. That's when things start to get crazy. It does, do they? That's really good. I like her breaking it all down. And if you truly, if you've made it to 9 months, you're probably onto something. So maybe she's onto something. I enjoyed that. Here's John Morgan, Jason Aldean, Friends Like That, New Country, 93.5.
The sun's gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. It's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night.
John Morgan, Jason Aldean, friends like that, New Country 93.5. We have friends at Red Lobster. They've given us $100 gift certificates to hand out to people this week. We're going to do that by playing Who's Your Daddy? In honor of Father's Day coming up on Sunday. Who's Your Daddy? It requires a little bit of knowledge of television shows. So we've picked clips of famous television dads. Pretty obviously famous television dads. If you've watched, consumed a lot of TV over the last, three decades. Maybe four decades. Maybe five decades. Anyway, famous TV dads. If you think you are an expert in identifying famous TV dads just by what they sound like, clips from their shows, and you would like to win a $100 gift card to Red Lobster in honor of Father's Day from our friends at Red Lobster. Text the word lobster and your name to 416-872-2935. 416-872-2935. Your name and the word lobster. And we will play Who's Your Daddy coming up just after 8 o'clock.
Come on, let's go. Woo!
New Country
93.5.
Reports suggest that Canadian taste buds are bored to tears.
My mouth can't handle another dull drink.
Summertime smoothie experts everywhere are recommending a watermelon wake-up from Booster Juice.
It's so smooth, cool, and refreshing.
And ridiculously delicious. Enjoy the watermelon wave and watermelon explosion smoothies available all summer long at a Booster Juice near you. Stay cool, Canada.
Booster Juice. Canadian born. Blending since 1999.
Whoa. Tuesday's Lotomax jackpot is an estimated $15 million.
If I won, I'd get myself a double neck guitar.
Nice. I'd get a rooftop concert dome.
Get your dream on.
Personal five-star restaurant.
Backyard water park.
My own skydiving plane.
My own scuba diving school.
Nordic style spa.
Now that feels nice.
Tuesday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $15 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
The Big Check event is on now at Sport Check. From June 5th to 18th, shop savings up to 60% off. Find amazing deals on golf, bikes, shoes, and more. See in-store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Get unlimited grocery delivery with PC Express Pass. Meal prep? Delivered. Snacks? Delivered. Fresh fruit? Delivered. Grocery delivery? On repeat for just $2.50 a month. Learn more at PCExpress.ca.
We're New Country 93.5, also known as CFXJFM. A Stingray radio station.
Hey, it's Paul. It's spring, or as I call it, Jiffy season, which means there's so much to do around the house as if I don't have enough on my plate. My washing machine decides to call it quits. Mid-cycle. So I open the Jiffy app, and within seconds, I matched with Mike, who showed up that day and got it fixed before the panic could set in. And now I'm back to my long list of spring to-dos, which you already know Jiffy's taken care of. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code NEWCOUNTRY for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Brian, why are we open until midnight? How many people want us to come late at night?
Sometimes people work hard all day when they're moving in or out of a place, and then when they finally get finished late at night, there's a bunch of junk left over that they need hauled away.
That's when they need us, so that's when we come?
That's when they need us, so that's when we come.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
When you work late, we work late too.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK anytime before midnight.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
New Country 93.5. Traffic.
Driven by Lexus on the Park. Visit lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton.
The eastbound 401 Express past Dixie, collision ticking at a couple of right lanes. Again, expecting those heavier delays from Mississauga Road. We're also still looking at delays off the 410 from just south of Courtney Park. Continuing along the westbound 401, the Express approaching Markham Road, right lane crash is gone. And continuing along the 427, southbound Express past Dundas, left lane problems. Heading along any of the rest of our highways, we've got your normal feeling for a Tuesday morning. Exceptional quality, exceptional price. Save $5 and 750-milliliter bottles of Don Julio Reposado until June 21st. Enjoy responsibly. 19 plus. At least say it once.
Toronto's new country.
Thank you, Lisa. Some Ben Perry coming up. Right now, it's Tim Hicks. This is Get By on New Country 93.5.
I like to drink. She likes to smoke. They like to preach about things they don't know. He likes honky-tonk. She loves rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
I like Chevy. She likes Ford. I'm automatic. She's a four on the floor. So who's to say what's wrong, what's right? Just do what you gotta do, what you gotta do to get by. Everybody does a little something too much. Put one too many down and lighting one more up. Everybody loves to point the fingers and judge. But who are you to play God and say too much? Hey, I like to drink, she likes to smoke. They like to preach about things they don't know. He likes honky tonk, she loves rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
I like Chevy, she likes Ford. I'm automatic, she's a four on the floor. So who's to say what's wrong, what's right? Just do what you gotta do, what you gotta do to get by. Come on in, we're about to get this party on. So raise your glass to the working class. Don't worry about right or wrong. Man, kick up the band, clap your hands. Come on, sing along. Hey, I like to drink, she likes to smoke. They like to preach about things he don't know. He likes honky tonk, she loves rock and roll. Tonk, she loves rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
I like Chevy, she likes Ford. I'm automatic, she's a four on the floor. So who's to say what's wrong, what's right?
Got a gig at the OLG stage at Fallsview coming up. Tim Hicks, Get By, that gig with Owen Riegling. Looking forward to that. Right now, the band Perry, they, in a different version of their original lineup, just missing one brother. He's all good. He's off doing his other thing. But they will be at Boots and Hearts this summer. Can't wait to see them on stage. It's the band Perry. If I Die Young on New Country 93.5.
If I die young, bury me inside. Lay me down on a bed of roses. Sink me in the river at dawn. Send me away with the words of a love song. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Lord, make me a rainbow. I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be. She buries her baby, the sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. If I die young, bury me in sand, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a sharp knife of a short life. did is done. A penny for my thoughts, oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. They're worth so much more after I'm a goner. And maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead, how people start listening. If I die young, bury me inside, lay me down on a bed of roses, take me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Uh-oh, the ballad of a dove, go with peace and love, gather up your tears, keep them in your pocket, save them for a time when you're
McGuire Show on Toronto's new country.
93.5.
I got a souped up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road. See how fast this thing will go. Put that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. Why we making these tires green in this old car? All I wanna do is park. All I wanna do is park. We can burn this older road like a racetrack.
Need to know.
15 degrees at Yonge and St. Clair. It is 2 minutes past eight. Good morning. A chance of rain today increasing as the day goes on. A 20% chance of showers around noon. 40% this afternoon into the evening. The high today, 23. I feel like 25. Little Humidex boost. Wildfires continuing to burn from northwest Ontario all the way out to British Columbia. Canada's getting some help from down under. The Southern Highlands, New South Wales Rural Fire Service in Australia has sent a 96-person team of firefighters and specialists to Canada for 5 weeks. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said, "When our mates need help, Australia is there." Isn't that nice? In Manitoba alone, the number of evacuees from fires has reached 21,000, and crews have come from other provinces and the U.S. to help. A new study says overall travel times on the Gardner Expressway have doubled in just 1 year due to ongoing construction, to which all drivers collectively say, duh. The study says that the most congested sections of the Gardner experienced an increased delay of about 230% in 2025, while commute times along the entire expressway from the 427 to Cherry have doubled since construction began last year. The worst parts, the drive from the Humber to Strawn during rush hour, takes an average of 24 minutes. Used to be 8 minutes. Time tripled. From Jarvis to Dufferin used to take 11 minutes. Now it takes half an hour. That's gross. Just saying that's gross. The good news, the province says they're ahead of schedule and set to finish more than 15 months earlier than planned. Should be all wrapped up by January of 2026. Great game last night. No, not the hockey game. That sucked. I'm talking about baseball. The Jays opened their 3-game series against the Cardinals in St. Louis last night and just kept on keeping on right until the very end. Good things happen. That's what happens in baseball. Forget what's going on. Just do it. The Jays were ahead 3-0 until a 4-run bottom of the 8th put St. Louis ahead by 1. Uh-oh, right? But no. And then Jonathan Class A tied it with a solo blast, his first of the year. Good time in Class A. And in the top of the 10th, Alejandro Kirk drove in Addison Barger for a 5-4 lead that the Jays would hold on to. Hoffman, yes, good stuff. Now at 36-30, the Blue Jays are a season high, 6 games above 500. Game 2 with the Cardinals goes tonight. First pitch, 7:45. Okay, hockey. Well, it wasn't... not a lot of quote-unquote hockey in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final last night in Florida. The first two games of the series between the Oilers and defending Cup champion Panthers, high-level examples of what the NHL sells. Skill, toughness, speed. Last night's game, not so much of that stuff. Games 1 and 2 both required overtime to decide a victor. Last night was a blowout. 6-1 Panthers. Oilers captain Connor McDavid from Newmarket. Your assessment of the game, please, and thank you.
Yeah, obviously it wasn't our best, not our best at all. I don't think our best has shown up all series long, but it's coming, you know, shift the focus to finding a way to get a win in game 4.
Pretty good that he actually even stood in front of the media there at the end of it. 140 total penalty minutes in game 3, the fourth most in a Stanley Cup final game in NHL history. In a word, crap. In two words, boring crap. I will guess, other than satisfaction with the win, it wasn't even entertaining for Panthers fans. And that will have to remain a guess because there are no Panthers fans outside of Sunrise, Florida. Seriously, have you ever seen anyone wearing Panthers gear who was not at a Panthers game? No, you haven't. Game 4 goes tomorrow night back in Sunrise.
I can't get my day started without a little New Country.
Thanks for starting your day with Paul McGuire.
It helps get me energized and ready to start my day.
New Country. 93.5.
All right, gonna play Who's Your Daddy for a Red Lobster $100 gift card. That's coming up. Got some Eric Church as well. Right now, Rodney Atkins watching you. This is about kids growing up and being a dad. New Country.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. Got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next shot of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo night light. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes,
Christ folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand. Yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. Wrapped him in a hug, said my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman.